Thank you. John Gordon from his album Stranger Than Fiction. As I mentioned, Gordon is on the staff, the faculty, the jazz studies faculty at the University of Manitoba, and a lot of alumni were included on that album and on his latest one as well, which just came out a few weeks ago. And you'll hear that one as well. But this one, I was going back a few years. I figured it was good to hear some of the earlier stuff, and I'll get back to the brand new one in the weeks to come. And it's 12:18 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz till 1 o'clock, so let's keep them rolling here. This next album is fascinating and is clearly, if not unique, it must be just about. It's quite an amazing album, actually, and the more I listen to it, the more amazing it sounds. It's called Revolutions, and that's what it is about. Dan Loomis is the bass player, and compositions and the words are his. Tina Legond on vocals, Owen Broder on clarinet, Sebastian Noel on guitar, Rodrigo Recabaran on drums, and Jeff Miles is on guitar on some of the very short tracks, and Chess Smith is playing tambo, and tambo is a Haitian drum and is the national instrument of Haiti. Now, to get back to where I started, and if you've listened in previous weeks, I have given some background here on this album. It is about the concept of revolutions generally. Specifically, it spends a lot of time talking about the Haitian revolution that was successfully carried out against French colonial rule by liberated slaves between 1791 and 1804. And it has been called the only revolution in history in which an enslaved people succeeded in establishing a new country. Fascinating. The album also refers to South American liberation from Spain over the same era. And the setup of the album is very interesting, and the part of its unique nature. Every other track is a spoken word track that talks about some aspect of what revolutions actually mean. What doing the right thing, in quotation marks, is not always the easy thing, that there is a cost, there is all sorts of angst involved, it's not always successful. There is often a lot of violence and other things happening that are justified only in the wish to overcome persecution and discrimination. All sorts of revolutions, like the revolutions, the concept of revolution is included in some of the spoken word, and but the specifics are also there as well. It's very fascinating. I've been playing through the album, which has a lot of tracks, because a lot of them are a minute or so long. The spoken word parts are very short. And I'm going to finish it off today, finish off the last few tracks of the album. They include a short one is Where the Light Comes In, and then Ember, and then another short one, From Slavery to the Formation of a Nation, and then a longer one, Desalinas, and then a short one, The Cost, and then the last track is Hey Yuna Mejor. So there are clearly the Spanish and the Haitian influence are very strong throughout this, but there is more general application. There is a lot of emotion and a lot of poignancy in this album. It is really quite extraordinary. I'm going to play now the last few tracks, starting with the spoken word and the short one that goes Where the Light Comes In. Here's Dan Loomis on bass and the concept and composer behind this whole project. This is from Revolutions, Where the Light Comes In.
Revolutions. Revolutions are long. They flare up loudly and then quietly sputter out. They fail and must begin over again. Sometimes it seems the light has gone out. Bolivar had to liberate Venezuela only to be driven out into exile again. Three times. Toussaint and Dessalines had to defeat the British, the Spanish, and then Napoleon. No matter how hot the flame of uprising burns, it may still flare out before the last victory. But always there are embers in the ashes, and one ember is enough to reignite a blaze. At any moment it can catch and charge forward again.
Thank you.
to our last hero, perhaps the greatest in our American pantheon of revolutions. Power, strength, resolve, vision, creation. The crucible of victory, Dessalines, Haiti's liberator, was left with the task of finishing an impossible revolution. Revolutions are ruthless, you say? Coupe-tête, boule-caille. But how much more ruthless was the oppression they replaced? The metamorphosis from slavery to nation. For the first time, to have the faith that such a thing could happen. To have resolve, see it through despite any struggle. In the end, to declare that everyone is free. Black is human, and people are equals. The first such declaration in the Americas. Dessalines would battle relentlessly and give his life for this bold vision. He gave this liberty to his new country, to the world. Revolutions are essential, but they come with the highest price. Every victory is won with precious lives. A boy that took 20 years of peace to raise can perish in 20 seconds of battle. Let us also remember that women have always been the primary victims of revolution. The revolution takes their husbands, their fathers, their sons. Women often have to flee from the only homes they have ever known. Even after the victory is won, women are often left with the responsibility, alone, of raising the children of the revolution.
Thank you.
That extraordinary album. It, you know, I have a file at home that I have used a few times, and publicly that is, called Liberation Jazz. And it includes tracks by Haydn and Max Roach and all the significant little sub-genre of jazz where the human rights and the striving for liberation and freedom are tangible. This album gets added to that file for absolute sure. I recommend it highly if this type of music has any interest in you or the subject. And my also recommendation is if you can, if you do have access to this album, listen to it all the way through. Take the time, put the time aside, and listen to it all the way through from beginning to end. That last track is just stunning. It sums up the feelings, and I think Dan Loomis deserves a special award for the challenge of putting together an album like that. Revolutions, bass player Dan Loomis, with alternating spoken word and instrumental tracks covering the Haitian, the South American, and in general, the things that are necessary if you want to try and overcome persecution and slavery. Fascinating stuff. It is now 12:44, just about the end of our show today. I tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to take us out with Chick Corea and Bela Fleck. This album, this is just a lovely album. I really enjoy it. Bela Fleck plays banjo. I know that banjo is sort of associated with bluegrass or whatever, and everybody who is old enough conjures up the scene from Deliverance with the banjo players having a battle in that movie that is scary enough without that. But here, the banjo takes its place as a legitimate, extraordinarily musical addition to the jazz world. And Chick Corea on piano and Bela Fleck on banjo are a fascinating duo. They work wonderfully well together. And there are moments when, I mentioned before, it reminds me of the Chick Corea-Gary Burton duets that were absolutely stunning. The sound, of course, here is different, but the virtuosity of both of these guys is amazing. This was recorded during and just after Chick Corea's last European tour in 2019, because, in fact, Chick died on the 9th of February, 21. This has just been released, and it's been released through Bela Fleck, I guess, his productions, anyhow. And it's a duet album that is really very, very interesting. These guys just do a phenomenal job, and I'm going to eventually play the whole album for you, I think. That's either good news or the bad news, depending on whether you like this, over the next few weeks. But for today, I'm going to take us out with a few tracks, a very brief impromptu, then the title track called Remembrance, which is the name of the album, and we'll see how far we get after that. I've got until 1 o'clock, and I've just got it set up so it'll play as much as we can squeeze in that time, playing at the normal speed. My name's Keith Black, and as always, just let me say what a treat it's been for me to spend some time with you today. I hope that you are well and you stay that way for the next week, and that you tune in again, because I'll be back next week with three more hours of jazz from all over the place. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Here's Chick Corea on piano and Bela Fleck on banjo.